I'm mindful that it is 5 o'clock and it is a Saturday. And Lace has allowed us to be here today most graciously and open up the space for us. But Lace is also a place that is here in LA and it will be here. And it is a place where this conversation will continue. I'd kind of like to do a closing exercise of asking people to sort of make a comment that in a very simple way would evaluate how you sense today went. It's helpful for us. We've done an event like this a year ago today in Toronto. And in that event, we were together for 2 days with a group of organizers and artists, much like yourself. And we talked about struggles, ideas around struggles, our historical antecedents and so forth in Toronto. And at the end of it, we asked people to respond in terms of making some comments or what worked, what didn't work, and so forth. And it would be helpful, for, I think, for all of us when we, you know, we all plan these events. I know Ashley does kinds of workshops like this. Wald is engaged in workshops kind of events. I think for all of us, we've all done this kind of thing, and we're all sort of pros at it. But sometimes it's useful to sort of put out there what was really useful, and if that's not the kind of comment you wish to make, then what you learned today or what was useful to you today. So, Carol, can I stop with... Oh, no, don't start with Carol. Oh, honey child, don't start with me. So let's start with Sharon. Okay, don't start with Sharon. Who would like to start? David would like to start. Fantastic.
Well, to sum it up briefly is a little bit tricky, but I would maybe just say that the experience for me of sitting here and has been one of listening and actually coming to a point where the questions with which Daunt opened the session sort of fell away in a way that's not like to say that they fell away and, oh my God, we should have addressed all those questions exactly in a kind of rigorous manner, but that this kind of conversation opens up a space of reflection, as a number of people talked about, that is more about trying to understand a set of processes that are shared in their differences and commonalities, you know, across this kind of huge scope of issues, HIV, AIDS, immigration, borders, housing. I found myself sort of at a moment saying, what is being discussed here? I mean, if we were talking about an HIV-positive migrant activist, organizer, artist who publishes a genderqueer journal, who crossed the Moroccan-Spanish border and participating in what might be a possibly new form of political action, then we would be talking about something very specific, and I think we could really get somewhere. But, you know, I gave up on that fantasy in a kind of deference to incompleteness or the refusal of... of expectation, and I think that was valuable because in terms of having a space to listen and reflect on processes of thought and those processes in relationship to, you know, kind of a more generalized sphere of action, whatever that may mean.
Someone who has a comment they would like to make in terms of what worked, what was difficult, what I will take away today.
I think for me, just generally, the most sort of interesting things were having a context where what I think for a lot of us who a lot of the ideas we're talking about tend to be on a theoretical or abstract level, to have that in a space where, I mean, just to have this kind of open space where we're talking about these kind of theoretical ideas in relation to concrete work in the same space and testing both of those out, I think that's just, I just think that's kind of invaluable, and there's a certain way in which I feel like like at the end of today, now okay, now we're ready to really like have a conversation, you know? I don't mean that in a negative way. It seems like trying to figure out all these things that David was saying about where is this going and where we, you know, in a certain way, it's some capacity to be able to talk about those things. And I think the other thing is that I found as an interesting, really interesting strand today was between the sort of dominant legibility of things and the I guess just specifically to where this started in the conversation is the question that the idea of border crossing or migration as being a social movement, the kind of what that requires as an idea to understand that what that means is a social movement, really challenges the kind of codifications and standard orthodox legibility, sense of legibility that we have for things. I think that's, I don't know, that's a really important dynamic, because when we start bringing up these questions of like political subjectivity, and you think does some, oh, this person, they're not authorized as an appropriate subject, so they have no agency, etc. It's a way of just showing what kind of bullshit that is. And I think talking about social movement in that general sense, outside of where it's authorized, is really important. So,
I just want to agree with what Ashley said. This first piece about kind of being able to talk about ideas and grounding them in projects, and that's always a great way to start and make sure we're talking about the same thing, and then go on from here seems like it makes a lot of sense. The other thing I really appreciate is that we continued on that thread and didn't kind of get stuck in like a lot of the times I've been to discussions like this that end up going kind of somewhere else and they lose their track. They lose the point of being about action and tools for organizing and go and sort of can devolve into the relationships between institutions. And we didn't have that conversation today, and I'm kind of grateful for that, because I think that we had another one that was somehow more sort of productive in a way. So thanks.
I appreciated having the notes up there. I felt like I was at the opera. Well, that's the only other time I know where they choose super titles. And I appreciated very much the video and the images. Both of, I mean, I'm more familiar with Pico Aliso, but I certainly wasn't familiar what Suzanne showed us. So I really appreciated that. And the fact that there was an international, domestic, national, international dialogue.
Okay, Kara.
I'm like you. I have to stand. I really enjoyed the audio interventions. And it struck me when we had the break. The lunch was nice for it to be sort of quiet because there was a lot of talk, but I thought that the break in the afternoon, it would have been kind of lovely to have another soundscape in there. And I guess when we continue to do other events like this, I don't want to overdress the space, but maybe because of my vantage point, I really appreciated being able to have both the images of the projects, but some other examples in the room of the work, as well as the sharing of what we're all doing. And I'd love to continue to figure out a way to do that so it doesn't compete or create a carnival, but that really gives us the texture that anchors the dialogue. So that's what I'm thinking.
Someone else? Okay.
Well, no, see, I'm sitting where I can see Hollywood Boulevard, and I love being able to see the orange and the images behind it. And I think you should just keep having something like that in the window.
Well, I guess I appreciated the fact that there was no burden of coming up with a real answer to anything. That this was a very process-oriented event that was mostly about dialogue and allowing for cross-pollination of ideas and so forth. And you know, perhaps James Thurber is right that it's better to have know some of the questions than all of the answers. And I think that sort of has been discussed or implied by a lot of people here. I guess my only qualm is that I wish people had more time to talk about individual issues that were raised, but I think for that to happen, this would have to be a 20-hour event as opposed to a 5 or 6 hour one, but yeah.
Yes, the next Sequentro will last a month. Actually, remember when we were in Toronto and we went to the Popular Education Center and there was a manual there for a popular education training session in, what was it, the Philippines, right? And it was for 4 days, right? Yeah, intense. What? Fandango. 3 days. Fantastic. Yes.
Well, we can spend all the day talking about solutions and many possibilities. But I think a very important point is to pay attention to the song that this man talking about, like the big mass movements are the best, really important thing actually. If we don't hear them, if we don't pay attention to them, it's going to be nothing. I mean, so for me, is the most important thing is the big movements, the big mass movements, who through the history they go through by themselves, and we need to attend them and pay attention to them.
Anyone else?
I think one of the things that I really enjoyed was the level of participation, and in terms of the depth, the reflectiveness, the how analytical a lot of the comments were, how almost everybody in the room participated, and I really appreciated that, the diversity in the comments and the thoughtfulness behind each comment that was made.
Anyone else? Mr. Walt.
Yeah. In addition to many other things said, one of the thing for me that was the most exciting is that this was a damn near novel experience. I don't have discussions in my ordinary life with people like most of the people in the room, and I would like to have more. So I made some connections, but it just stimulated a different kind of thinking that was very useful to me, particularly about art and how it relates, but not just art in its own terms, but in the way that we were talking about what art can facilitate and lead to. And I feel very art ignorant. It's not something I'm proud of. It's just that I've never studied it. I've never taken an art history course. I've never thought of myself as an artist. But you know, I admire it and enjoy it, but it's something to me that I feel is inaccessible, except for when I encounter it with real people and in ways that really speak to me, then it becomes accessible, and I see how mind-expanding and liberating of different parts of me. So it makes me feel more whole.
I came here today primarily because I'm starting a violence prevention project with youth, actually, next week. And I kind of came to get some ideas, which I did a lot from the discussion. I took a lot of notes. I got some ideas for projects to do with the kids. Like, I love this stuff, the idea of intimidating the gang members with friendliness. I think that's, like, a beautiful idea. Yeah, that's about it.
Anyone else who wish to make a comment at the end? No? Candy rocks. Candy rocks. Thank God for some candy. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lace. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Eddie, for the sound. Good night.